produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Consumed my life, and every day was a fight. I had forged my path right beneath God's wrath. I lived life my way, and I was destined to pay, but Jesus took his death.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and happy Thursday. This is Tammy Polk, your host of the Virtuous Businesswoman Motivational Broadcast. I know that it's been a minute since you guys have heard me. Technology has been technology. Some things went wrong with my calendar, my computer, just a whole bunch of different stuff, but that's neither here nor there. I am excited to be back here with you. I'm giving you two more thoughts from my book, Sis, He Might Be Right, which is a book that I wrote after being interviewed from the perspective of a wife, which is not something that I get to do a lot. And I wrote this particular book because I wanted to talk about something about marriage. I've written about a lot of different things. And Sis, He Might Be Right is a short read, but it is one where I talk about just straight marriage. So in our first episode, we talked about how we as women have to learn to get our feelings out of everything, and that every conversation is not a bedroom conversation. So today, the two thoughts that I have, I know are going to take up a lot of our time. And the first thought is that there is a better way to do things. And I have to be honest, I often praise my husband for the way that he sees things, because I will tire myself out with certain things because I am a workhorse. And once my ear is to the ground, it's there. I'm dug in, and I very rarely come up for air. And a lot of us women are like that. We pride ourselves on being the critical thinkers and the problem solvers in our home. However, there will be times when he has better ideas. So I'll give you an example. One day I was preparing a meal, and I was doing it, you know, the way that I always knew to do it. But I was struggling because I was having problems with my hands due to me having an illness that mimics multiple sclerosis. So my husband saw me, and he suggested that I use some different ingredients that would not only taste the same, but make meal prep easier on my hands. And instead of being receptive to what he had to say, I yelled at him. And I said, can you just let me do this the way that I know how to do it? So he walked away, and I prepared that meal in tears because my hands cramped and I was in pain. I was in excruciating pain. Dinner was still good, but I couldn't even eat it because my hands hurt. And once my hands rebounded, he took me to the kitchen and showed me a video of what he was trying to tell me. And I was on fire inside because we had every single ingredient in that video. And this time, I was the one who walked off without a word. So as wives, we have to understand that your way isn't the only way, and it may not always be the best way. While your hubby may not know all the ins and outs of what you're working to accomplish, his insight can prove to be invaluable because most of the time, he's speaking up to keep you from tiring yourself out, as you already know you're known to do. And he wants you to be able to enjoy the fruits of your labor without being excruciatingly exhausted. And we have to understand that there are women who would kill for that kind of relief. And this is the relief that we take for granted. So we have to come to grips with the fact that knowing doesn't always mean you know better or best. So how many times have you had to go to him and ask him to fix something that he tried to help you with? Or better yet, how many times have you left something broken or undone because you didn't want to hear, I tried to tell you? Girl, look, go eat a cookie and let this man help you. When God said, give credit, honor, and tribute where it's due, he didn't say that that only applied to women or just to you. He said to give it to the person it's due to. So stop acting like the world is over because he helps you figure out something in a better way. You just might save some time, money, and effort by letting him use his strengths, gifts, and talents in a given situation. So, fellow wives, that salt you feel might be self-inflicted. So please let him help. The second thing that I want to get into that I'm certain is going to take the rest of our time together. This is thought number 4 out of the 7 in the book. And it is, you don't need to say anything. Now, this is a big one because we as women share the queen of the clapback crown and we wear it proudly. While it is true, the adage of not attending every argument you're invited to rings true as well. There will be times when our husbands will see a messmaker's motives long before we do and will start to steer us away from the confrontation. It could also be that he wants or needs to be the one to handle it. So let me explain what I mean here. I once told my husband about someone who said and did something to me that really hurt. And it affected me physically, which upset him even more, given the fact that I was under the care of 9 different doctors at the time. He asked me if I felt slighted, and I nodded yes. Next thing I know, he went to the person and asked to talk to them about it. He told me not to say another word until we all sat down to talk, and that's exactly what I did. Although that meeting, that sit down, never happened, I kept quiet and let God and my husband do what they do. So, wives, if he wants to defend you, let him. Yes, I know you are independent and self-sufficient. Yes, I know you have your own mouth and mind and know how to use them. Yes, I know that you can handle yourself, but sis, listen, watching that man handle those who put their mouths on us is a sight to behold. And not only that, it will give you feelings that only he, your husband, can do something with, if you know what I mean. When you do, when you allow him to be the one to redirect you, or to handle the issue, you will see him in a completely different light. When you go to him and let him know what's happening, you give him 2 opportunities. One, to help you work through it, and 2, to come to your defense. When he sees that you will allow him to help you, you give him a strength and a power boost that will push, press, stretch, and challenge him to be better. How so? He'll see that it's necessary for him to be in the right headspace and heart space should another issue arise. So many women wish their husbands would step up and stand up for them. What you have is a rare and precious gift. So cherish it, because once it's gone, it's gone. He's right about you needing to let him help. So, with the rest of our time here, I want to give you a few questions to think about. In light of what I shared with you today, first thing, are either one of these something you need to go back to your husband and talk about? Now, I know that question may make you roll your eyes, but listen. If so, what is it that you need to say to him? Please do not go to this man in arrogance when you do go talk to him. Don't go patronizing him, emasculating him, none of that. Admit that you should have listened to him. If you don't need to go talk to him about it, what can you say to him right now to ensure him that you're not about to allow yourself to get into a head and heart space where you can't receive anything that he says to you? The second thing, what have you lost physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, and spiritually, because you simply couldn't allow yourself to let him know that he was right? Ladies, he's going to gloat just like you would. He is not going to let you live it down for a while, just like you would do to him. But it is not worth you walking around with a stick up your butt because you don't want to tell him that he's right. When you know that if the situations were reversed, you'd be shouting it from the rafters. So that gets us into my third question. What is your particular challenge in letting him know that he's right? And how can you ask God to help you? I know that all of us aren't with men with whom we can go to them and say, babe, you were right. And they say, I know, I told you so. And then that be it. And then we also have to understand that just because we do this, it doesn't make us incompetent. It doesn't make us less than or anything like that. So you may be worried about him seeing you in a way that's the furthest thing from his mind. Question number four, how would things change if you embrace what he shared with you in this time? Where would your head and heart be if you did what he's trying to get you to do? It's not always about putting somebody in their place. It's not always about having the final say or being seen as someone who can hold their own. It's not always about being the go-to. What else can happen in your head and heart if you would simply listen? Question number five, if this situation happened to you and you received the same advice that I did, how will you or how did you implement it? So, for example, would you be able to step away and allow your husband to help you do things in a better way? Would you step back and let your husband handle that person who is getting on your nerves or who has hurt you? Believe it or not, it could be that that's what needs to happen, not just for you to see what he's capable of, but for that situation to truly be rectified. It could be, especially in the case of someone saying or doing something that hurts you, they need to know that you have backup. So it's not about you handling the situation. They need to know that your husband is in your corner. And then it could be in the instance where he's showing you a better way to do something or to prepare something. It may be that he is trying to learn something new or sees that he needs to help more, and that's his way of doing it. So the next thing is, what is your next with these two thoughts? And finally, what will you do for this not to be a problem again? Now, that last one is a big one because it's not one that we want to think about. But it could be that we have some battles and things coming to where we need to lean on what he knows. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. This is Tammy Polk, and this has been the Virtuous Businesswoman Motivational Broadcast. I dare not end my show without thanking two very special people. Kayla Paget, we love you. We continue to pray for you and your team and your family as well. To Nicole Gates, the woman who lovingly bullied me into having this radio show in the first place. I cannot believe that we are coming up on year six. But I thank you so much for your help and your support over the years. As always, listeners, God bless, Godspeed in all that you do. Eat a cookie, handle business, wife. Let this man help you. Keep charging, and I will see you guys next month with the next two thoughts.
Produced by Kayla Paget on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.